Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to a wonderful, wonderful day. It's been so great. So this morning, I thought we might talk about things that are happening with the RISE and at the American Legion Memorial Building. And instead of just talking to you about it, I thought Jim and I could have a bit of conversation because, Jim, you've been to some of the programs there. You're kind of familiar with the building. And I thought, well, maybe we could just have a little discussion.
Well, I like this stuff. I find it very interesting. History should be interesting to everyone, frankly, because it's about us.
Our past, yeah. And yes.
Yeah, history yes. In some way, shape, or form is always about us. But so. These are fascinating stories at times. The personal courage and fortitude that it takes for people to step forward and to do what they do like that for the greater good is amazing.
Yeah, you just go, how could they do that? So let's mention, of course, we've been trying to get people to know that we're back in the business, so to speak, of having programs. It's happening this coming Sunday, September 20th. And, Jim, this is a program we had postponed twice.
Been a while.
And people, well, it was mostly because of the weather, actually. But people have been saying, when's he going to come back? And this is the soldier, Civil War soldier, and he comes in his full fancy uniform and talks as though he's visiting with his mother about what's happening in the Civil War.
And these are particularly poignant episodes because it really personalizes those stories.
You bet. And when you talk about personalizing, he's really relating a lot of this to Iowa. He's going to bring a list of the soldiers from Iowa who served in the Civil War. And maybe there's somebody's name, at least, you know, maybe not, you know, a family member, but maybe a name. You'd even say, oh, I know that family name. So it'll be interesting to take a look at that. And so talk about personalizing. Yeah, those are real people.
Yeah, when I saw the name here, that O.J. Fargo is the gentleman's name, that looked incredibly familiar to me. He has been here before. Or am I just hearing the prior engagements?
That may have been replaying. And it's possible that he was at Hitchcock House some time ago. But there are several of those men who do that kind of work. But it is possible he was at Hitchcock House a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. And it's such a name, isn't it? I mean, it sort of has a rhyme to it, O.J. Fargo, that it kind of does stick in your mind. And, of course, he is sponsored mostly by the Iowa Humanities. And people who have experienced those speakers in the past know that they're terrific. I've never heard one that wasn't just so informed and not boring.
Yeah, I assume they have to meet some sort of basic qualifications to be a part of that speaker series because they're all really good.
They are. I'm not sure what their criteria is to begin with, but when you have that speaker come, you're always asked to do a review. And I'm guessing if they get any negative reviews, they're out of the program. And it's not a huge money maker for them. They don't get paid big money to do this. They love what they are doing.
You bet. Well, and many of them have spent so much time researching, rehearsing, collecting. Yes. There's so much that they put into this. It really is quite a project that they do long before they ever show up to do the presentation. That's kind of the easy part.
The other thing that he brings with him are artifacts from the Civil War. And he says, you can touch these. These are not museum kinds of things that, you know. So those are going to be on display and you can take a look at those. So again, that makes it more real, I think, when you have those things that, oh yeah, this is actually from the Civil War.
Yeah. You mentioned something earlier, too, LaVon, about how, you know, there'll be names. Maybe you'll recognize a family name or two. I notice here in the notes, too, it says he has a full roster of all those who served in and from Iowa during the Civil War. So you could actually look through if you think of someone or you know of someone in your family who may have served. You may be able to go through and find that information.
And he'll be there a little early. He said, I want to visit with people as they come in. Now, we should say, Jim, that, you know, given the times, that we've taken some special precautions. We really want people to wear masks. And if you don't want one, we have some. There will be hand sanitizer. So if you're picking up things, you can use that. And we are doing social distancing seating, which means that where it won't have room for as many people as usual.
Are you asking for reservations at all?
No, we're not, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I guess if 50 people show up, that's going to be too many.
Get there early?
Yeah. And when you say they're get there early, what are you going to do? You know, because usually people just visit with each other. Well, one, you can look at the things that he's brought. But two, I have to be excited about what else has been going on in the armory.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been working hard on some special displays.
Well, there's been some time in between shows and appearances there. So you had a little bit of time to do a little rearranging, yes. A little fixing.
So some people will recognize the name Captain Jack Barringer. Jim's shaking his head, yes. He's quite a marketer. He's done a lot of different things. Anyhow, he went to school in Atlantic, graduated from Atlantic, and was a member of the Vaqueros Car Club. And we're learning more about that era of the 60s. There were a number of car clubs, but he kept lots of stuff, like his fancy jacket and shirt and all kinds of pictures. So that's on display. That's now a new display, and people can come in and take a look at those, look at the pictures, say, oh, yeah, I know that guy, I know that guy, I know, the, you know, or recall maybe some of the things they did. So that's a really pretty large display. And, of course, that's in the Atlantic History Center. We need to remember that we're doing this hometown kind of stuff, the Atlantic History Center. The other display that's going to be new is a bit of the history about the Hotel Whitney and how it came to be. And did you know, Jim, that started out in 1879, built as a commercial building, and it had J.H. Needle's wagon and carriage building in it. That's how
now.
It started. Yeah.
I know it now.
And so that, you know, that to me is kind of interesting. It was just a commercial building, and what it turned out to be, it's pretty fantastic.
It's nice. I've had some folks approach me, too, about, you know, I've got some of these things that I think people would enjoy seeing, and I hate to just have them, you know, in my attic or in the storage somewhere. Would it be possible? Would they be interested? I guess the answer is always pretty much yes, check it out and see, right?
Right, right. And especially, you know, we need to keep our mission in mind, which, you know, is this history and passing it on. And in terms of, we're not taking the things that should go to the Cass County Museum, sure, that are bigger than Atlantic, but we're Atlantic School, Atlantic Business, Atlantic Churches, Atlantic Hospital, you know, anything that's Atlantic, and they're thinking about throwing it away, well, maybe they want to bring it to Arise, and we'll take a look at it. We probably can't take everything, and you can't have 100 of the same thing. But so far, that's not been a problem. Mike Waters brought a wooden box that says Atlantic Bottling, and it's full. It has 24 empty bottles in it.
Empty?
Yeah. Well, now, this is not Coca-Cola. This is Atlantic Bottling before,
sure,
Coca-Cola. So that's just one other example of somebody bringing something in. And we're always looking for javelins. We have quite a collection, but we're missing a few. And if you wanted to look up a friend, you know, I want to know who went to school in such and such a year, you might come in, take a look at a javelin, and get some information. So that's the other thing that we're doing, is providing information for people.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are always opportunities there. And it's not meant to be, you know,
just a museum,
a recycling center,
yes,
or anything.
It's, yeah, that's a good
meant
point.
To be something that has some sort of local historical,
that's right,
significance.
That's right.
So if you have something like that, you, like I said, just make the phone call.
You bet.
Check it out and see.
And if you don't know the phone number or who to contact, we do have a website. It's just ariseatlantic.org, and you can get lots of information there as well as contact information. And right now we're not open on a regular basis, but if you want a tour, you want to contact somebody, we can make that happen.
Very good. Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of history throughout every community. You don't have to dig really hard. It's usually fairly there in plain sight. If you take a look and know what you're searching for, you can find an awful lot of history in every community. So,
and when you relate it to the people there, it becomes a lot more interesting than a history book.
Absolutely. Well, your cemeteries are your history, too. You walk
right
through there,
that's,
and
right,
sometimes you're amazed at some of the things that you see. So make sure that you take advantage of those things that are here locally. You know, in a year with the COVID situation where so many people people haven't been able to do a lot of traveling that they might normally do. Everybody's kind of localizing their lives a little bit more, compartmentalizing in some cases, but you know, you can still enjoy, and this is an opportunity maybe this year to enjoy the things that are local.
Exactly.
That maybe you've overlooked in the past.
So, if you were thinking about doing something on Sunday, you might want to check out. The program begins at 2 p.m., that's this Sunday the 20th, at the American Legion Memorial Building, or the Armory, as most people locally call it. It is free, and the program lasts about an hour, and then you can take a look at the other exhibits, too.
Okay. Now, there won't be any refreshments.
That's right.
Just, you know, because.
Yes, for sure.
We don't want people swapping germs there at the table, so we're not going to do that.
We want to try and keep people healthy.
That's
so
right. All right. Please. And now, since it's limited to about 30 people, is what time will the doors open so folks kind of know?
Oh, at least by 1.
Okay. So if you desperately want to see the program, you want to get there a little early.
And then you can take a little look at the other things.
Okay, very good.
Oh, because I forgot. There's a new one in the museum, in the military museum, too. Yeah. Hats, helmets, and more. I forgot to mention that.
Okay, very good. Nothing Lots new. Of different things.
Yep.
Okay, plenty to see, plenty to do. Excellent. Sounds like a great program. That's 2 o'clock again this Sunday. O.J. Fargo, he'll be performing for you there with lots of stuff for you to check out, too. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It should be. Thanks, Jim. And until next time, here's a thought. Kind of serious. Nothing lasts forever, not the good and not the bad.